The sad sight of body bags piled up in refrigerated trucks early on in the pandemic crystallized an idea Philip Olson has long had on his mind.
This is more about rethinking the relationship between human beings and the environment. It's the kind of development that's meant to preserve land and that's going to protect the species that live there. Right, the plant species, animal species, insect species.
Olson teaches science, technology, and society at Virginia Tech, and the idea he's talking about is an ecologically sustainable green burial, a different way of honoring the dead and the environment.
We've put death behind these silky curtains, the funeral parlor curtains, and what we're asking is that we pull the curtains back and take it back and recognize and have a relationship with it as a community.
Christy Radcliffe is part of this group, which is now in the process of looking for land in Floyd. Perrin Hartway is also part of the group.
And the more convenient, the closer to town, to Floyd, town of Floyd, probably the better, because we intend to create a place that will be visited for grieving and celebrating, a place with a resilient, diverse ecosystem, trails that welcome people to walk in solitude or together, to connect with something bigger than themselves and remember their ancestors, or simply to have a picnic with their family and celebrate life.
Cultures around the world bury their dead with what amounts to green burial practices.
There is no embalming. There is no non-biodegradable casket. So a biodegradable casket can be used, which could be a pine box, wicker, cardboard box, or even, at the minimally invasive, a shroud, a cotton shroud. So, and there's also no concrete vault. Concrete vaults are used in conventional cemeteries. It is a large amount of concrete that goes into a very large hole to suit that concrete. But we wouldn't do that. No concrete vaults, no embalming, and only biodegradable coverings for the body.
And when we have our displays at health fairs and things like that, they make wide circles around our table.
Isabel Burney is with the Funeral Consumers Alliance.
And we always say that talking about sex doesn't make you pregnant, and talking about death doesn't make you die.
Burney says that people are often reluctant in our culture to talk about death. Young people think it's disrespectful to talk to their elders about it.
And often older people say, my kids are going to take care of everything, I don't have to worry. And of course, that's not true. And it is a burden for survivors if there are no plans. And people do think that something, talking about it means it's going to happen. Well, it is going to happen. It happens to us all.
This pandemic may change many aspects of the way we lived before. This group hopes it will open the discussion on what's long been an uncomfortable topic, but one that we're all too familiar with now. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.